And of course, Colonel Bob McGinnis from the Washington, D.C. is one of those broadcast partners coming to these microphones to help us understand what is happening. Bob, you have written an editorial, Iran Nuclear Talks Yield No Options. Now, I want you to explain that, and I want everybody to go to our website, prophecytoday.com, and read. This is a must-read editorial by Colonel Bob McGinnis. But the nuclear talks took place there in Istanbul, Turkey. What were the results? Were there any, and what do you mean no options available?
Well, there were results. Basically, they agreed to meet again. And, of course, they're going to meet on the 23rd of May in Baghdad. Actually, this was a major victory for the Iranians because they brought all these powers back to bear, and they got a meeting in their own backyard, and they didn't have to promise anything. So by and large, I think that it was a great success for Iran. In fact, the Grand Ayatollah said beforehand that he had every belief that the West was out of options, that they'd compromised for the last 9 years with the West, and they ended up with a better end of the deal. So I don't think Iran has anything to lose, and it appears as if the U.S. and Catherine Ashton, who's the foreign policy chief for the EU who chaired the meetings, is celebrating, and I can't quite figure it out.
Yeah, well, that is interesting. And at the same time, you have Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel and his defense minister, Ehud Barak, saying, look, what has happened is the Iranians were given another 5 weeks to continue their development of a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Does not look good for Israel.
No, it doesn't. Iran's continuing to win, outsmart the West. I think if you go all the way back to Darius in the book of Daniel, you'll find it. They've been pretty successful over the thousands of years.
I love that biblical reference there. That's good, the book of Daniel. Well, indeed, we need to look at the situation in Syria because that is a part of Bible prophecy as well. Syria will make the first move of a coalition of nations to go against Israel. Situation there, UN monitors, is that going to be effective? Is it going to be successful? Or what are we seeing there?
No, I don't think so. The UN, yes, has a few people on the ground unarmed trying to talk to both sides. But Hillary Clinton said a day or so ago that we're aware that the violence continues. It's jeopardizing the deployment in the country of the UN monitors. She calls for taking a tougher stand, using UN sanctions against Syria. Even the Russians realize the situation is deteriorating. And now Turkey is considering formally invoking Article 4 of the North American Treaty Organization, which just because of the cross-border shelling from Syria and this refugee problem. So the problem is mounting. It's growing. I'm fearful that, in fact, now that there's been a hearing with Panetta and Dempsey in the Capitol Hill, that they're looking at some options other than just humanitarian.
Yeah, it looks like there may be some type of military action implemented there in Syria. Bob, we've talked for many, many years about the situation in Iraq. The U.S. troops moved out in December of last year. Now there is accusations coming from Muqtada Sadr. He is a political party leader. He has the Mahdi army, the Messiah's militia, and he's claiming that Maliki is somewhat of a dictator. Meanwhile, all kinds of attacks taking place in Iraq. Maliki has to do something, has to be somewhat of a strong man, does he not? What's the situation?
Yeah, in fact, it's hard to rule in Iraq without being very tough. Nuri al-Maliki, of course, the prime minister has been for his second term. They're facing re-elections or new elections here in the near future. And, he is, of course, trying to undermine his Sunni opposition and doing all sorts of things that even his ally, ostensibly, Muqtada al-Sadr, who, of course, has 14 members of the parliament under his belt, is calling names. And so when you have an inter-Shia conflict, it makes for great politics, but perhaps not a lot of stability because, of course, on the other side, the Sunni and al-Qaeda and those that are somewhat against what's going on in Baghdad are beginning to create real problems. And the series of attacks that we've seen here in the last week are problematic, and it's, I think, indicative of what we're likely to see in the near future.
Yeah, and early on, Bob, you are one who stood and said, look, you can't pull U.S. troops out. That country is not stable yet. We've got to have some stability before we pull out, but the U.S. made the mistake, and I don't think it's boding well right now, do you?
Not at all. But you know, like you said, we've seen this coming. It is an unstable country. It is over-influenced by Tehran. But historically, you know, you always have these rivalries based upon sectarian reasons, ethnic reasons, tribal reasons, and that's just part of the world. You know, you go back thousands of years, things just haven't changed that much.
Well, there we are, going back to Bible times as well. Bob McGinnis, Colonel McGinnis from the Washington, D.C. area, looking at geopolitical activities for us here, right here on Prophecy Today. Hey, Bob, thanks a lot. We'll talk again next week.
Well, thank you, Jimmy.